March 15th, Seven Steps to Humility. The Bible makes it clear that the key to spiritual growth is the humble heart. Be clothed with humility, for God resisteth the proud and giveth grace to the humble. 1 Peter 5, verse 5. As we approach Easter, this is an appropriate time to do some serious thinking about humility. You might want to devote a number of days to this Lenten workshop. In Paul's letter to the Philippians, he described Christ as one who, being in the form of God, made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself, and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Philippians 2 verses 6 through 8. Use this description as a guide. First, picture yourself standing next to the one who, being in the form of God, your status, your possessions, your skills, your education, do they not shrink when placed next to his attributes? Now, in each of the following steps, use a bit of imagination in applying the verse to your life. 1. Made himself of no reputation. How important to you is the way you appear to others? Would you risk the community's high opinion to champion an unpopular cause? How much energy do you expend making sure you are not misunderstood or misjudged? Jesus' way to humility was to empty himself of all such concerns. 2. And took upon him the form of a servant. Test yourself about your purpose in life. Whether your job is at home, office, school, factory, is your ultimate aim to build yourself up, to have more, to influence more, or do you measure success in terms of service to others? Is there something you can do to develop a habit of giving without thought of credit or return? 3. And was made in the likeness of men. God has made many servants in the universe. Jesus could have done service as an archangel, but he chose instead to take human form, and that meant all the restrictions of our flesh and blood, physical drives, weariness, pain, separations, limitations on our power to act and know, even on our ability to accomplish things for God. How will you react this day to the frustrations of your mortality? Can you go through one day letting Christ take over your mind and heart, responding to every situation that arises as you think he might respond to it? 4. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself. Even as a human being, Jesus could have had pomp and honor. Instead, he became a manual laborer in an insignificant town in a backwater province of a conquered country. Take time to reassess friends and contacts. How do you evaluate them? Is there something you can do to achieve a better balance? 5. And became obedient. Obedience is a word out of favor today. We no longer obey kings or priests, or even sometimes teachers, parents, and policemen. Yet, independent and emancipated though we imagine ourselves, we are all, in fact, obedient every day of our lives, if not to higher authorities, then to lower, less easily recognized ones, our own wants and urges, the opinions of a peer group. Ask Christ to help you all day long on what to say no or yes to. 6. Unto death. The ultimate self-relinquishment is death. This is why we struggle so fiercely against anything that threatens our self-esteem. The whole bundle of instincts that we call ego cries out that survival is at stake. Make this day a little commemoration of Good Friday. Ask what attitudes, habits, emotions can begin to die in us. 7. Even the death of the cross. There are many ways to die. There is the hero's death on a battlefield, the pioneer's on a wild frontier. There is death eased by the skill of doctors, comforted by the closeness of loved ones. Jesus' death was neither glorious nor easy. If life does not treat you as well today as you feel you deserve, if friends are not as loyal or understanding as you would wish, can you borrow for a while his acceptance and benediction? If you can learn humility from Christ, you can begin also to share his victory. Wherefore, St. Paul joyously concludes, God also hath highly exalted him, and given him a name which is above every name. Philippians 2 verse 9. This resurrection promise is not to Jesus only, but to all who have his mind in them. Whosoever exalteth himself shall be abased, Jesus cautioned the social climbing party guests, and he that humbleth himself shall be exalted. Luke 14 verse 11.